everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Joyous Journeys Over 60. I'm Jane Ray, and I'm here with my podcast partner, Andrea Stein.
Jane, it is always a great joy and honor to be with you.
But today is going to be even more joyous.
Yes.
Because we're going to talk about a topic, I think, that's both near and dear to our hearts.
Yes.
And something that I think we both find really joyful, and that's pets.
Absolutely. I grew up in a three-bedroom city apartment. No pets allowed.
Oh, wow.
No pets allowed ever. Well, little birds. I had a little parakeet. That was all that I was allowed to see. So when I got married and my wife and I moved out to an area, I got excited when we were driving down the highway in some more rural areas, which I really had never been to growing up. And there was a cow. I said, oh, this is exciting. Look, there is a cow. And my wife looked at me. What's wrong with you? What is the week? I said, well, I hardly ever see. So we got married. And my wife, Daniela, insisted I want a dog first. And so we got a dog. And our first dog was a part Siberian, part shepherd, part husky. So it was a larger dog. His name was Rexy. And Rexy, we got Rexy as a little puppy. And within days, I don't think I've ever loved another moving being as much as I loved Rexy. I mean, it was just like coming home. Oh, I'll hang out with Rexy. I don't need to do anything. I'll just hang out with Rexy. Do whatever you want to do. And it's just such a love, such a happiness, such a joy, such a purpose that comes from taking care of a pet. It's hard to put even into words.
It's true. There's an unconditional purity, not only of the pet's love for you, but of your love for that pet. Even when they're naughty. Like you, I grew up kind of a little bit differently, but when we were very young, we had no pets.
Right.
And my sister and I kind of forced my father to get us our first cat, which... You don't even know this about me, but my parents turned out to be the crazy cat people after that.
I did not know.
No, it's crazy. It was crazy. So we got our first cat. My father begrudgingly went to the ASPCA and brought home a kitten. And that kitten, unfortunately, came home sick. And so my father took the kitten back to the veterinarian. And unfortunately, the vet said that this kitten wouldn't survive. And my father was like, I cannot come home without a cat. You don't understand. I have to come home with a cat. So my dad goes back down to the shelter, picks out another cat. And the first kitten was cute and cuddly. And this one was kind of like a little scraggy. And we looked at him and went, what? But he turned out to be the son my father never had. You know, my father was so attached to this cat. And after that, we ended up getting a couple more cats because, you know, you never have just one cat.
Right.
Time and time again, not only did this bring a joy out in us as a family, but my father retired very young. He had a heart attack. And so this cat gave him, not that we didn't, I mean, we were two girls, but this cat gave him a different love. And you see that in people with their pets, right? You see that in people. So fast forward, I got married the first time. My ex-husband was not a cat person. We got a dog. And had several dogs after that. And he was not, because we didn't have cats. And so when I got divorced, the first thing I did was get a cat. That was my divorce gift to myself. But, you know, I think as we talk about pets, even when we're both, most people can't see us, but we're smiling because there's an inner sense of happiness with having a pet. And you see this a lot with people that are retired, you know, empty. The nest is only empty for a short period of time before a lot of people will fill it with a dog or a cat or a fish or a bird or, you know, whatever else gives them that sense of, I don't know, not being alone. Even if you're not alone, it fills something in your heart that is almost unexplainable.
What I have seen and heard time and time again, Jane, is there is joy that comes from having a pet, but it builds your confidence. I don't know how many times I've seen people who are very shy, insecure, doubting themselves, wondering if they are lovable, maybe wondering if the best times are behind them. And they get a pet, a dog, a cat, and it rebuilds that confidence. Because in your worst moment, when you feel like I'm just a mess, a total mess, this dog, this cat will act like you are the greatest person ever and will come to you and be there for you. And you realize, oh my God, even in my worst moment, somebody thinks I'm amazing. And that builds your confidence. And I can't tell you how many times I have seen withdrawn, shy, insecure people inviting a pet, an animal into their lives, and they grow in their confidence, in their belief in themselves, in you know, in their strength about who they are. It truly, an animal, a pet can heal parts in your heart that maybe another human cannot heal.
That's interesting. I think you're absolutely right, because the love that your pet gives to you is unconditional. And also, they have an empathy. Cats, yeah, and dogs in particular have an empathy that that many of them have that is almost organic. You know, if you're not feeling happy or you're, I don't know, stressed out, oftentimes you'll find a cat or a dog will come sit on your lap.
Yeah.
Right? Or put its head on your foot. They sense, yep, your feelings without words, right? That's the other part of it, because they don't speak, right? But you can speak to them. So you can share your feelings with your pet that maybe you're not comfortable sharing with someone else. And they sense that about you.
They sense your feelings even if you don't express them in words. I don't know how many times I've seen this. So I walk our dog Bella 5 times a day, you know, 30 minutes each walk, and that's the exercise that I need and that she needs. Regardless, on every walk, especially the early morning walks when there is not another human being around, my mind goes into 1,000 different directions, and often it goes into a direction thinking about a challenge, a problem at work or somewhere else, and I feel tense, I start to feel anger in myself, I don't say a word, and within a split of a second, Bella stops sniffing the grass, comes to me, cuddles up to me, tries to distract me, till I lean over, pet her, my feelings calm down, and then she walks again and does whatever. But they sense how you feel even if you don't say a single word. And this is, for me, you used the word empathy. Empathy that transcends even language. An empathy that somehow manages to pick up feelings even if they are not being put into any language. And that is, for me, very, very powerful. And so many times I first get frustrated with Bella because I'm in my feelings of, I'm angry about something I think about. It's, Bella, go away. And no, she would not go away until I lean over, pet her, and she senses I've calmed down. I said, okay, now let's keep walking.
You know, and you're absolutely right. And I said, even so we have a puppy, right?
Yes.
So we had a 16-year-old chocolate lab that we love named Karma. And when Karma passed away, and we had cats at the same time, so I did grow up to be the crazy cat lady. But when Karma passed away, there was a void. And, you know, my husband and I travel. So we said, well, a dog doesn't fit our lifestyle. Then we lost one of our cats, and I was having puppy fever. And now we have Cosmo, who is 15 months. Cavapoo, and he's a little joy, but he's a little Dickens too, if you know what I mean. But even when I'm angry with him, like for doing something that he shouldn't have done, I look at that face, and again, it's so pure. It's like a toddler's face. You know, it's so pure that I can't stay angry for long.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's an interesting thing I've noticed about pets that I don't know that it feeds into this sense of, you know, transcendent empathy. Have you ever noticed that a cat will meow at you, but they don't meow at each other?
Yeah.
Or a dog will bark at you, And they do bark at each other, mostly from a distance, right? Mostly just alerting that they're there. But that's, they talk to you. I notice it mostly with cats. So we have three cats and Cosmo. So we have a house full of pets. A little crazy, but it's okay. But I've noticed the cats meow at us when they want something, but they never meow at each other, right? They don't talk to each other that way. They talk to each other without language, which I find very fascinating. Cosmo, the same thing. Cosmo will bark at us. He'll bark at the cats too, but that's at some point their level of communication. But the best communication is when they just, like you said with Bella, come up very quietly, put their head on your knee, or bring you a toy, or let's go for a walk, because they do help you get exercise. So there's a communication with your pets that's different than your communication with other people. Yeah. And it's a safe communication too. You know, people talk to their pets. You know, there was a running joke on Facebook about, you know, somebody made a joke about, you know, my dog can talk, and, you know, I laugh, the dog laughs, Siri laughed, Alexa laughed, yeah. Right? But it's a different level of love, but it's also a different level of communication.
You know, I talk to Bella when I walk her probably half an hour walk for 10, 15 minutes. I'll tell her something. I don't know if she listens or understands or doesn't care. I tell my wife, Daniela, about it. She thinks you talk while you're walking. I hope our neighbors don't see it. I think you're crazy. I said, well, they can think whatever they want to think. I'll keep talking to Bella. We have really good conversations when we are walking. And, I don't know if it's about the language or the feelings, but there is these moments when your eyes cross with your dog and you just know she gets you. She understands you. And could I prove it? No. Is there any evidence? No. But there is just something in that communication that's different than obviously human communication, but it's real. It's not imaginary. It's real. And you know your pet gets you, and you get your pet. And that's powerful. I would say it's spiritual. There is a spiritual connection there.
I agree. And I think that for those of us over 60, dare I say over 65, nearing 70, having a pet also helps your social situation.
Yes.
You know, we moved into a new community, and you know, you see your neighbors, hi, how are you? I walk the dog. You know how many people stop to pet the dog? You know, he's a big social animal anyhow. Yeah. But I've met more of my neighbors through my dog than I have on my own. Cosmo likes to ride around in the golf cart. So, of course, oh, look, he's so cute. And then, you know, we stop and somebody pets him and I get to know them. And so it also opens up social opportunities. Cats, a different story, because cats are mostly likely inside, but particularly a dog. People like to travel with their dogs. I lived in an RV community for a long time, and it's really interesting how many RVers have dogs, and they travel with their RV across the country, you know, them and their dogs, and happy as can be, right? So it fills a void in your life. It helps with your social. Maybe you're not as socially comfortable. Maybe you have some social anxiety. Maybe it's just hard to get to know new people. And they help to break that ice. Yes. So it's fulfilling on the inside, but it's also potentially fulfilling on the outside. And yes, a pet is work. I mean, let's acknowledge that while we're encouraging people to have pets, I hadn't had a puppy in a very, very long time. And I would tell you that if I would go back, I probably would adopt a one-year-old. Puppies are hard, right? They're cute as heck, but puppies are hard.
Yes.
But if you're at that stage where, you know, maybe you're missing your family, your kids have moved out, you may be married, you may not be married, but you're looking for joy. A pet often provides that. There's just an unspoken joy most of the time, you know, yes. Most of the time, that comes from having another creature, another species, in the house with you.
Yeah.
It does require some work, and it can be constraining. I said we like to travel, and if we're traveling by car, Cosmo's become a very good car pet. And the cats are pretty okay on their own for a couple of days. But it does positively and potentially, not negatively, but from a work perspective, affect your lifestyle. But I could not encourage people more, particularly at our stage in life, to share that love with someone who's going to love you back instantly. I mean, it's instantaneous.
You know, you see this when you come home. Your dog goes crazy. Happy as can be just for you coming back, whether you've been gone 10 minutes, 2 hours, 5 hours, all day long. You open that door, your dog is just, wild out of happiness for seeing you again. And that moment is just humbling, how happy that pet is to see you again. You've done nothing other than opening the door and walking in, and you just made the day for that dog. And cats express that happiness. They may not differently. They may not go crazy. They may come and rub their, heads against you, but you see that happiness there as well. And you realize that happiness is not about you doing something for them. It's just for you being there in that moment. You opening the door, walking in. How great, and it's just humbling,
I have to dispel the myth about cats, though, because some people think that cats are indifferent or that, they're stuck up or, they're high maintenance. We have all boy cats, so I can't really speak to girl cats. But our cats, when we're coming, close to the door, they're lined up waiting.
Yeah.
Now, maybe they want to get fed, but they're affectionate. They're loving. They're they'll cuddle with you. They'll sleep at your feet. So if you're not a cat person and you've heard bad things about cats, forget it. They're amazing. They really are amazing. You have a cat and a dog.
We have one dog, one cat. They both express their love, their care differently, but they both express it clearly. So there is no doubt, I don't know how many times it has happened. I was working on something on my desk at home, on the computer, focus. All of a sudden, the cat jumps up on the desk, just sits down and just looks at me. Hey, let's snuggle for a second. I want to work. No. Right now, you focus on me. And it's just the greatest moment ever. So, yes, cats just as much as dog are affectionate. They express it differently, but just as truthfully as real.
Yeah, it's funny. My husband, when he worked at home, one of our cats used to sit between the wall and his laptop. And I used to call him the supervisor. He wanted to make sure he was getting all his work.
Yes.
So, as you can hear from Andreas and I talking about this, there's a joy in pets. And again, is there a little bit of work associated with it? Sure. Less than children, I will tell you that.
That is very, very true.
But if you're at that stage in your life and you're just, missing your kids, or there's a void, or even if you're just feeling stressed, there's an easy way to get happy. They just put a smile on your face. Something to think about.
Absolutely.
So anyhow, I hope after this you go rushing off to the nearest animal shelter and rescue some poor dog or cat who's in need of a good home. But this may be one of our lighter topics, but it's not so light, really. It's deeper than you think.
Yes, it is.
Because as Andreas was describing and as we're talking about, it fills your heart to have a pet that you're dependent on and they're dependent on you.
And it heals your heart. It can truly heal memories, other bad experiences. As you said, you remember it, and then you look into that face of this innocent, pure dog or cat, and within a split of a second, those feelings are gone. and you can't think about anything anymore. But hey, let's play. You know, let's do something together.
Anyhow, thank you, Andreas, for sharing with us about Bella and Meow.
Here we go.
I love your cat, Meow. and hopefully someday on Facebook, we'll put a picture up of our pets.
Yes, absolutely.
Crazy Cosmo and our three cats. Sounds like a band. Anyhow, thank you for listening as always. This is Joyous Journeys Over 60. I'm Jane Ray and
Andreas Stein.
And we'll see you again next episode.